Greetings and welcome back to another ongoing series of Shirim Daf Yomi. My name is Yitzhak Shalom. We're now in Masechet Sanhedrin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Bet, near the bottom of the Amud. Amar Le Rava Le Rava Bar Mari. Menei Malo Manuot Yehoyakim. So why wasn't Yehoyakim on our list of kings that don't have a chelik in Olam Haba? Meshum Dichtiv Be V'yatu Dvei Yehoyakim V'tau Avotav Asher Asavad Nitzah Alav. So all the terrible things he did, Ma'avad Nitzah Alav, what does it mean? Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Elazar. He engraved the name of Avodazar on his own member. He put God's name. So he did terrible things. So Amar Leib Melachim Lo Shamati. So Rabbi Amari said, I don't know anything about the kings, like why he's not on. But I did hear a similar question about citizens. Name Malo Manuat Micha. Micha, who set up the Pesel in near Shiloh, at Garab, as we'll see, Nation Pito Mitsuyalo Ovrei Drachim. Because since he was hospitable and he fed people, he did not make it on our list. Shemar Kol Over Ashav El Halavim. It's not so clear that's really a Pasuk, but Viavar Bayam Tsarab Hikam Bayam Galim was on Reyochan Zet Pislo Shal Micha. Right, that it struck many waves in the water. Tanya Menatan Omer, Mi Garab Lashilo. Garab is the place where they say Micha was. Shlosha milin, the three meal, v'haya ashan hamaracha v'ashan pesel micha mitavin zevazeh. The smoke of both offerings would mix in the air. Bikshu malachim asher dechfos, the malachim wanted to kill him. Malachorosh baruch hu, hanichu lo shepitom mitzuyah lovrei drachim. He feeds people, so that's his schut. V'al davar zen en shor anshei pilagash v'givah. And that's exactly why the people in Pilagash v'givah, which is the next story in Shoftim, and indeed the final story in Shoftim, why they were punished because of their refusal to be hospitable. And it's also another piece, which is that when Micha had his pesel, nobody went to war against him. When the girl was violated, that you went to war against. To read the story, feeding people is so important that the lack of hospitality in feeding people put two families out of Israel. Shinemar, why do we not marry Ammon and Moab? Because they didn't come out and greet us with food and water out in the desert. Yochanan did them, or Yochanan himself, that was quoted by Yosef Kisma, himself said, those who are close get pushed away if they don't do it. Those who are far get brought close if they do do it. And it removes the divine eye from the evil. And it can even put the Shechina's presence on Nevi'im of the Baal. Shingato lezadon. And inadvertently not feeding somebody is counted like a zadon. We'll see. Marcheketa korvim, let's go one step at a time. Ne'amon Moab, that we just saw. Makarata rechokim, what's that? Miyitro. After all, Miyochanan bischar kirenlo v'yochalachem, because Yitro's told his daughters to go feed Moshe, zachub ne'amon v'yashvul yishgat ha'gazit, shenemar mishpachot sofrim yoshvei ya'abetz teratim shematim sochatim heima hakinim habaim mechamat avi beit rechav. Who are the kinim? So Bnei Keni is Choten Moshe. So in other words, his descendants sat on the Lichkat HaGazit. What's the schut? Because he fed Moshe. What's that? Mimicha. Mashresh Chinal Navi Abal. What's that? Michaveroshel Ido HaNavi. If you remember, they identify the Navi, who is not identified explicitly in Sefer Malachim, who came to the north and gave the Nevuah against Yeravam, and then refused to eat. He said he had a Nevuah not to eat. We dealt with this in the context of Navi Sheker, Navi Shavar al Divrei Atzmo. But the other Navi who said, Hashem told me to feed you, Dichtiv, Ahim Yoshim al Shochan, Midvar Adonai al Navi Asher Yeshivo. And then Hashem spoke to this bad Navi who got him back, but because he was hospitable, that's why he got it. Hatol le Zadon, blowing it by accident is like a Zadon. Mihuram Aravi, Malehu Va Yonatan David, Shteki Kor Lechem Lon Ergai, Inov Yeratmaim Velon Itvadu Agadamim Velon Ergu Shaul. Had Yonatan, when he's separated from David at the end of Perak Chaf, and David, Shmuel Aleph, and David went on his way, on his journey, had Yonatan thought to give him some food for the road, he wouldn't have stopped in Nov. Doeg would not have ratted out the Kohanim, the city of Nov wouldn't have been destroyed, etc., etc. Okay, Mnei Malomanu et Achaz, why isn't Achaz, who is Chizkiyahu's father, listed, Amrabim Rabam, Mnei Shemutam, and Shnei Tzadikim? Right, because Ben Yotam Chizkiyahu, his father is Yotam, and his son is Chizkiyahu. The answer is because he was ashamed in front of Yeshayahu. At least he had shame. שנאמר ביום אדוני ישעיהו, צאנה לקראת אחז, אתה ושאר יישוב בניך, על קצה תעלת הבריכה העליונה, על מסילת שדה חובס. So he told you, ישעיהו, take a son and go greet אחז at this מסילת שדה חובס. My חובס, what does that mean? He said, דכבשינו לאפה וחלב. That he covered his face up and tried to disguise himself. He could Amri, Uchle dekatsu sacha faresh v'chalaf, where he put something over his head. In other words, that Ahaz was embarrassed to appear in front of Yeshayahu because he knew he was doing wrong. So at least that shame got him off our list. Neimalo lo manu et Amon. Why isn't Amon listed? Ne, because who is Yeshayahu's father? Nekvadoshel Yeshayahu. So Menashe Nami lo nim nekvadoshel Chizkiyahu. Why don't we say the same thing? The answer is Bra mezake Abba. A son, sorry, Yoshiahu is, right. Why didn't they mention Amon? It's Yoshiahu, his son. Bra mezaka Abba. The son can redeem the father. Abba lo mezaki bra. But if a son is bad, the father doesn't redeem him. Dichtiv, ein miyadim atzil. What does that mean? Nobody can save from my hand. Ein Avraham atzil Yishmael. If Yishmael does something wrong, Avraham's schut will not save him. Ein Yitzchak matzil teisam. So Achaz also the reason he's not listed in Shukvado Shechizkiyahu, because his son is Chizkiyahu. So a son who's good could prove that the father wasn't all bad. Remember the story? Zot v'oracheret that Yehoiakim had a punishment explicitly written on his skull. This and another. Meaning he's going to be buried in this burial that he's never going to be buried properly, and then ultimately be burned up. That's enough for him. Okay, now the Rabbi Prater, remember the story, Rabbi Prater's grandfather, Ashkach Gugalta Davi Kashadya Bishardu Yishalayim. He found a skull lying out in the gates of Yishalayim, outside of the gates of Yishalayim. Uchtiv Bazod Varacher, he saw it had written on it. Kavrav lo Ikpara, he tried to bury it, it wouldn't bury. Kavrav lo Ikpara. Amar Gugalta Shay Yakim, he must be Yehoiakim's skull. Uchtiv Be Kvorat Chamor Yikaver Sachov Vashlech. He'll be buried like a donkey, schlepped from place to place. That must be Yehoiakim. Marmalkahu, he says, not nice, he's a king. What happened? He tried to put it in silk. Put it in a box. Chazita Davitu. Remember in the other version we saw, his wife saw it and asked who it was. The neighbor said it's his first wife. Here we cut to the chase. The wife saw it. Savra ha de'ita takamaita. It must be his first wife. Talo kamanshila. He just can't part with her. Shagra tanur vakalta. She threw the skull into the oven and burned it up. That's why it said this and another punishment. Okay, Tanu Rishon laws of Yishvil, Vato Benachasiti, because Chizkiyahu, when he davened to Hashem, said, I did good in your eyes, he asked for ma'ot, he asked for a sign. What was the sign? Remember, the sign was that the sun stairs would go backwards 10 hours. Yishvil, ma'ot, nochi machlo shochanon. That's why Baladan sent the people to go eat at Chizkiyahu's table. What happened? Garam galut levanav. As in the end, the nevuah of Yishayahu was, your children are going to end up going in exile to Bavel, that you let them in and showed them everything in your house. If you invite a pagan into your house and you serve him, garam galut levanav. You generate galut for your children. That's the nevuah of Yishayahu. What's Beit Nechoto? Yishtot hishkata aleihem. So Rav says it means that his wife was serving them. Shmuel Amar Beit Ganazav Heralahem. He showed his treasure house. Yochan Amar Zayin Ochel Zayin Heralahem. He showed them his weapons when he was eating. Okay, now we start taking a look at a drasha on the psukim at the beginning of Megillat Eicha, because that's the whole theme here about the galut. What does it mean? Why did Am Yisrael suffer? And their suffering is described with the word Echa. Because they violated 36 kretot, all 36 kretot in the Torah. Echa, the Gemara of Echa is 36. So why is it an alphabet? Because they violated the Torah, which was given with all the alphabet. Yashva Vadad, what is that? Rav Amram Yochanan, Namakarish Baruch, Ani Amarti Vechko Yisovatach Baden Yakov, Elvis the Gavim Tirosh of Shema Yar Futal. I wanted them to dwell alone securely and safely and with all sorts of greatness. Achshav Yeh Badad Moshevam, now they're going to live in desolation. Ha'ira Batiyam, the next part of the Pasuk. Rav Amram Yochanan, Shayum Si'in Ktana Legadol Gdol Katan Keshu Lem Banim Arbe. They used to marry people off by ages so that there'd be lots and lots of kids. Ha'ra Batiyam. Hataka Almana. So like a widow, a Yud Amarav, ke almanav lo almanamamash, like a widow, but not really a widow. Elakash isha Like a woman whose husband's gone away for a long trip, but he's going to return. Kodesh Baruch Hu's going to return. Rabati vagoyim sarati bamdinot, great among the nations. What does that mean? Ravam Yochanan koma kom shen hochin, asin sarim ladonehem. Anywhere Am Yisrael goes, they end up becoming masters over their own masters. And now we hear a story about that. In other words, the sarati bamdinot is to say, even when they go into the other nations, they end up becoming masters in those nations, even though they're slaves. Tanarbanan, Maseh b'shnei bnei adam she'nishbu b'har ha-Karmel. A story about two people who were captured at Har ha-Karmel. V'haya shavoy malecha charem. The captor was walking in back of them. Amar lo achad mi'am l'chavero. So one said to the other, Gamal shem halecha defanenu. This camel that's walking in front of us, suma be'achat me'eneha. She's blind in one eye. U'tunashte nudot. And she's carrying two flasks, achat shel yan v'achat shel shemen. One wine, one oil. The two people leading it, one's a Jew, one's a goy. Haman Shavai, the captor, overheard them and says, "I'm Kshe Oref, you stubborn people. Miyana Tamiyudim, where do you know such things?" Amar Amrulo, so they said, "Gamal miasavim shulafaneha mitzad shiroa ochel mitzad shenaroa inochel." She only eats from one side. Must be she's blind in one eye. Tunashte no dota chachalim chachal shemen. How do I know that it has the flask shal yain metafte for shokea? Because I see a liquid dropping out of one side and it goes down. And the other one, when it hits a puddle, it floats to the top. There must be oil. When this one has to go to the bathroom, he just stops in the road. Yisrael, the Yisrael goes to the side. He must be Yisrael because he has a tenue. So the captor ran after them. He ran ahead and found that everything they said was true. He came and kissed them on their heads. He brought them to his house, made a big meal. And he's made this beautiful bracha that Hashem chose Avram's seed and gave them wisdom, and everywhere they go, they become masters. And they were able to go home peacefully. Okay, back to Eicha. Bachotiv ke balayla. Shtei bechiyot al alam. Why is it who cry twice? Bachotiv ke. One for each mikdash. Balayla, why? Al iske layla. The first explanation is she's weeping because of what happened at night. On that night, the night that the scouts came back and gave the report, and everybody cried, they cried on that night. Famous drasha. Rabbi Yochanan. To halayla and leil tisha b'av haya. That was leil tisha b'av. Hanukosh baruch liyisrael. Tem b'chitam b'chitam b'chiyah shachinam. You're crying for naught. I'll make this a night of crying forever. When you cry at night, your voice is heard. It's quiet otherwise. Meaning, even the stars cry with you. If you hear somebody else crying at night, which you can hear, you cry with them. You also feel maybe an emptiness or a loneliness or a sort of wistfulness. Maaseh b'shachad, it's a story about a woman, she Gamliel, shemet benaz, she lost her son. Tabucha la'avala, she wept at night. Shemam Gamliel, kolau b'chal k'negda, he heard the weeping, he cried too. Shashrui seinav, till his eyelashes fell out. Chari kirbo tabidav, v'tziu amishchinato. So his students didn't really get it. Their solution was to have her move. Dimata alechya, it says in the pasuk that her tears are on her cheeks. Of the city, like a woman who's weeping for her husband of her youth. The Pasuk in Yoel, which of course, Elit Zion, that's the model for the famous last Kina. Hayut Sareha L'Rosh, her enemies have become at the head. A famous drasha, anybody who troubles Israel for a little while becomes a head. Of the head of the nations. If anybody troubles Israel, don't become tired. Based on the same pasuk. In the Lamed pasuk of the first paragraph, it's Lo alechem kol ovrei derech. It's not to you that God has done this. He's done this to me, you passers by. The city says, Rabbi Yochanan. Here you see complaining is something that's acceptable to do. Kol ovrei derech, what is that? Amarav, so uniko ovrei al dat. You have made me as if I violated the law. Deilu b'stom k'tiv adonai m'tir al stom. God made it rain on stom. Deilu b'shalayim k'tiv mimrom shalach esh batzol tavir adonai. God has sent fire down from above. I'm like stom. V'chtiv agdal avon batamim michatat stom. That my sin is greater than stom. That's what it says. Chimasofanim yesh badavar. So why was I allowed to live? Why God favor us? We had one thing over stone. When it comes to stone, nobody had any compassion. And the Pasuk in Yechezkel clearly says they did not help the poor. And the famine was so terrible that compassionate women cooked their own children. But the fact is there were compassionate women. So they said this city has become pasul, like this coin is out of circulation. Patsu alayach p'yam, they've all opened their mouth against you, God. Why is the pei pasuk in Perek Bet, Gimel, and Dalet before the ayin pasuk? So historically, it's because the alphabet wasn't yet set at that time, as we see from many, many ostraka with students' writing exercises. But the drush is, b'shvil maraglim shamru b'fiyam mashal aroin ebenem. They said with their peh what their ayin didn't see. They lied about the country. And they said that there's giants, etc. Meaning giants that we can't beat. If people eat our food, they really taste bread. But if not, not. Adonai lo karau, what's that? These are the people in Shalim who were in the position that they should have been good examples, and they weren't. And that's where that leads us. We're going to pick up, going back to our list and suggesting who it is, who's the author of our list, and decided who doesn't have a chelek on the next podcast. In the meantime, everybody should have a wonderful day.